Good Thursday morning. I'm Jake Sherman, and welcome to your Politico Playbook audio briefing, sponsored by Morgan Stanley.
And I'm Anna Palmer. This morning, we're kicking things off with Trump's emptying White House. Don McGahn is out. The Washington Post reported last night that three of McGahn's deputies have departed, and a fourth, Stephen Passantino, will have his last day Friday. That leaves John Eisenberg, who handles national security, as the lone deputy counsel. Sarah Huckabee Sanders, the marquee name in the president's White House press shop, doesn't seem far behind. And it's widely believed that John Kelly could also head for the exits at some point, despite saying he will remain in the post through 2020. Turnover, of course, is a natural part of any White House. These jobs are high stress and require grueling hours.
What's different here is that, unlike in previous administrations, there is not an army of political operatives and top aides vying to replace the troops. Scores of House Republicans are going to be looking for jobs, and we've only heard of a handful that are even willing to consider an administration job. The Trump White House has never been a sought-after gig for much of professional Washington, and that has only become more true as the president has faced an onslaught of investigations and scandal. Trump's proclivity for throwing top aides under the bus and publicly humiliating folks like Attorney General Jeff Sessions has not helped his recruitment case.
All the stabilizing forces are walking away, just as President Donald Trump needs them most. Split government in Washington is hard. Just ask Barack Obama, John Boehner, Harry Reid, and Mitch McConnell. The danger for Trump? These absences create an opening for the fiery wing of Trump World, Corey Lewandowski, Katrina Pearson, and others, to have influence in 2019 when the president might be under constant investigation and in the lead-up to the 2020 election.
The New York Times is reporting that Andrew Cuomo pledged to finish his third term as New York governor or die trying. On the Sessions front, Ileana Johnson and Alana Shore are reporting that the president is personally lobbying Republican senators to turn against Attorney General Jeff Sessions. Brian Bender files from Phoenix as Arizona bids farewell to John McCain. The New York Times has a piece up about how McCain's funeral is his last word against President Donald Trump.
Vox is reporting that the president promised North Korea that he'd sign an agreement to end the Korean War soon after his meeting with Kim Jong-un. But since then, the administration has asked North Korea to dismantle its nuclear arsenal first. The Washington Post, meanwhile, is reporting that the president and some of his advisors have talked about bringing on veteran defense attorney Abby Lowell, who already represents Jared Kushner.
First in Playbook, Arthur Brooks is leaving the American Enterprise Institute for a joint position at Harvard's Kennedy School and Harvard Business School. Jason Foster, the chief investigative counsel on the Senate Judiciary Committee under Chuck Grassley, is joining the DCI group in September to be part of its investigation practice.
And here's what's on tap for Trump's Thursday. The president is heading to Evansville, Indiana this afternoon. He will meet with supporters there and speak at a joint fundraising committee event. In the evening, Trump will headline a political rally before returning to Washington. Subscribe to Playbook at politico.com/playbook.